My name is Claire Ebel.
I'm the Executive Director of the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union. And I have served on the ICJJC for, I think now, 3 years. And we were part of the group that read hundreds of pages of research and considered thousands of options and listened to hundreds of hours of instruction, opportunities, etc. I concur with Madam Speaker that Section 2 of this bill needs to be revised. The 90-day issue is an important issue. It is something that this committee can and should address. And the opportunity for an individual to be recommitted by the parole board for the remainder of her or his sentence ought to be an option for the parole board to exercise. If I could go back in time, the one thing I would change in 651A61C is to remove the word paroled and insert instead placed on supervised release. Because the issue is not that the individual has been paroled. This is an individual who, as you well know after today, if you didn't before, has gone through an entire sentence at the New Hampshire State Prison without ever seeking parole or becoming involved in any programs that would move one toward the possibility of parole. This is someone who has made a decision to serve his or her sentence. So that individual is not being paroled. That individual is either going to be released on supervised release for 9 months before he or she maxes out, or he or she is going to be released 9 months later with no supervision, no intervention, no observation, nothing. Out the door and gone. We have lost that person in terms of any law enforcement or parole or probation or supervision or a treatment of any kind. They're gone. The alternative here isn't to do something else with these people, the violent offenders. There is no other alternative. When they max out on a sentence, they go. There's no way to hold them except in the limited circumstance of a violent sexual offender who can sometimes, not often, but sometimes, be committed civilly as a result of being deemed to be basically an incorrigible, someone who will reoffend. The likelihood is that the individual will reoffend. And so the criminal justice perspective here, the thing that was done with SB 500, is to say we as a society are better off if people who have sought and obtained no help for 5 years or 10 years or 15 or 25, that we are better served if they get 9 months of absolutely intensive scrutiny, supervision, assistance, and monitoring. Are we better off if they get that or if they get nothing? That's your only choice. You can repeal SB 500, and then they'll be out 9 months later, and you lose them. There's nothing you can do. They are not going to be better people or better citizens for that extra 9 months in prison. If it hasn't done anything for them in 5 or 10 or 27 years, 9 more months is not going to make a difference. But every piece of research that we saw indicated that if you can provide 9 months of intensive supervision and control and monitoring for individuals, even individuals who've been in prison for decades, they are at least 50%, and in some instances almost 70%, less likely to reoffend. Less likely. It means they're probably not going to reoffend. Just because for 9 months somebody has his or her thumb on them and watches everything they do. That's what the first section of this bill changes. I urge you, I implore you, don't make the changes that Representative Coffey asked you to make in the first 8 sentences of this bill. The change that ought to be made is to change parole to placed on supervised release. In terms of the changes in Section 2 of the bill, starting on line 9, I would leave it to the discretion and the wisdom of this committee to decide the best way to deal with that. Perhaps the best way to deal with it is to say they had their shot, they go back for the rest of their sentence, whether it's 260 days or 180 days or 90. They go back for the rest of the sentence. One shot and you're back. Perhaps it is to give the parole board the ability to say, this person ought to go back for 260 more days. This person, we will recommit for 90 days under the supervised situation that has been prepared for them. And then we will consider, or we will grant, an extension of their supervised release time to the end of their sentence. I can't tell you what the best choice is on Section 2 of this bill. I can only tell you what the best choice is for Section 1. There is no hope of protecting society if individuals who have done no programming for their entire incarceration are let go at the end of a maximum sentence. No hope. There's no way to say a good outcome is likely here. If you release them with 9 months of intense supervision, monitoring, and control, there is a better than 50-50 chance that that individual won't commit another crime against a citizen in New Hampshire or any other state. I would urge you to think carefully before you change the 9-month rule, but to think very carefully and completely about how best to change the 90-day rule. Thank you, Madam Chair.